Wesley, and you're listening to Fathers Like Us.
Is it charged?
Barely. It's barely charged because I had it on from the last time we did it.
You might be out of luck. No podcast today.
Yeah. No, it seems to be working, so no technical
difficulties. Okay, we're good. So here we are. We're at DEA, the big show.
We're in line for Cornelia Funke's new book.
Is that how you pronounce her name?
Yeah, Funke.
Funke.
Yeah, all of my German friends corrected me from saying Funk.
Okay.
Funke.
Well, let's trust the German speakers.
Yes. It's called Reckless. And, it's a limited hardcover edition, which is kind of cool.
And we're standing... It's limited?
Yeah.
And
we're standing in line with a librarian that we've met.
Yes. Lynn Novak, librarian from New Jersey.
It's great to meet you.
Yes, very nice to meet you. I enjoy standing here talking to you and people watching.
And you didn't really have a choice since you were just right. You came back.
Mission accomplished.
Oh, came back. You can be on our podcast.
Got it.
Come on in.
Is it all right?
Yes.
What was your book?
This is a blogger we've met, Stephanie, also
this is Stephanie,
from New Jersey.
Yeah. What's your blog address?
StephSueReads.blogspot.com.
And she blogs about YA books?
YA and middle grade books, mostly YA.
Yeah.
She's so
and you're here to get Cornelia Funke's new book as well?
Yep.
Yeah, and what book did you just pick up?
I got Mashed by Ali Condi. It's this huge thing. It's like seven-figure book deal that they had last December. A dystopian novel where there are arranged marriages and the main character falls in love with the guy she's not assigned to.
Awesome. It reminds me a little bit about Shelley Herlitzka's book.
Right, a friend of ours. She wrote a book about
Bountiful BC, which is all about not arranged marriages, but multiple marriages.
Oh. Polygamy.
Polygamy, yes, because there's a group in BC who actually still follows that, and they've been taken to court to try to get it stopped, and so she wrote a book, and all of a sudden the book's name stuff to my mind. I can't believe that.
It's fiction,
published by Orca Books as well.
Yeah.
And it was up for the Governor General Award in Canada, which is kind of like the...
It's big.
Yeah, it's our biggest award.
It's our biggest award.
Trying to think of the equivalent for the United States.
Because it's not just a children's YA award, it's all books, so it's...
Yeah,
it has different categories.
Yeah. National Book Award?
Kind of like a national book award that's given out by the government, and there's huge money involved. Canadian money, but it's still paid.
Monopoly money?
It's colored. Yeah, yes. Canadian Tire money, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go you know, some Tim Horton donuts.
I can't remember the name of her book either.
Yeah.
It's how
so where was that
we'll
one?
Redo this part of the podcast.
Yeah.
Insert it in.
You were very quick about it.
They were giving it up.
Oh,
you just dropped something.
Do they have others? It's worth me getting out of line and coming back.
It's very exciting.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
all right.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Hi.
Thanks for coming.
I was trying to remember some of the German I've learned, and I can't remember any.
And now it's all gone.
It's all gone.
How
I can say little thinkers.
Yeah. Thank
you so much for coming.
Thank you. All right, here we are in Times Square.
We've made it after a roundabout way. It's a big surprise to our listeners.
We turned the wrong way.
Yeah, we walked about 15 blocks the wrong way and then decided to take the subway. But to our credit, we managed to get the subway correct.
We took the right subway.
Yes, and we made no mistakes with the subway.
Until after the subway, when we got out of the station.
We don't have to tell them everything.
All right,
we did get lost coming out of the subway, but now we're here.
But now we're good. We're good.
We made it to Times Square, so here we are in New York, Times Square, and one of our missions for today is to get James street meet. And so that shouldn't be a problem. I already see the street meet cart over there.
I don't know. I think we need another hour for...
Yeah. Okay, you're already making excuses.
No.
We've been posting.
Street meet is going to happen.
Street meet's going to happen.
Yeah, I can't disappoint.
He's been talking a good game. We're now going to make James pitch the game.
I mean, I like street meet, so...
You've been backpedaling a little bit.
Well, you know, there were Tuesday I had food poisoning. And
that was from the street soup.
Yeah, from the street soup that... So they told me it would be chicken and vegetable, and it turned out to be chicken, vegetable, meatball.
Meatball. Meatball Lasso.
The Ball Lasso.
We never heard of chicken meatballs, but now
no.
we have.
Yeah, the meatball is not the natural form of the chicken.
No, not the natural thing. Well, you had that in Central Park, so you've had street soup in Central Park.
Yeah.
And now we're going to go for street meat in Times Square.
In Times Square. Right now we're going to go over to the Toys R Us. I think we should go inside and see if they have the giant Millennium Falcon.
Yeah, we're going to go see that. So we'll
hurry. Okay, I got to get a picture of this because we got a thing with the army going on too.
Okay.
And there's a kid up there with a Gatling gun.
Okay.
So
should we check in later?
Yeah, we'll check in later.
Okay. Hey.
Thank God.
So I bought two Metro cards.
Yes.
I thought the other Metro card was in my suitcase.
And it was not.
It was in one of the pockets of my camera case. There's too many pockets. Why do they make things with so many pockets?
Yes, it's the pockets all changed.
Yes, it is.
Well, here we are.
When I get sick on street meat, it will be the street meat team.
Yeah, exactly. Here we are sitting in Times Square, now in a quieter part. It got a little wild before. They had some sort of military display.
Display, yeah.
And little kids were holding giant guns.
Gatling guns and machine guns. And
we are not exaggerating.
No, absolutely true.
So rather strange.
We'll post pictures of it.
So we got a little, it was a little surreal.
Yeah.
So we went from there into the giant Toys R Us.
Well, yeah, one extreme to the next.
We went from the military display of Chinese children holding giant guns, and to Toys R Us where we saw
Transformers display holding guns.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
Well,
and Star Wars.
There's a great Star Wars display. Of course, the piece de resistance was the giant T-Rex.
T-Rex, yeah.
The animatronic T-Rex.
That actually looked pretty real, eh?
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And James was a little disappointed because I told him I'd been here a few years ago and there had been a giant Millennium Falcon.
A giant Millennium Falcon?
Hanging over the escalator as you go up, but it's not there now. So,
can't take that off the bucket list.
No. So we're still, we're probably, a 30-minute countdown till street meet hour.
Yeah,
street
they were, time. Yeah, well, 25 minutes.
Hi, can I get a hot dog?
I got two sides, but is it number one, the spicy, or are you looking at a small one?
A small one.
Are you recording this?
Yep.
What do you want?
Everything but ketchup.
Everything but ketchup?
But ketchup, yep.
No, love that ketchup.
This is the big moment.
Oh, what's that, sour one?
And for you.
Awesome.
Okay.
And,
okay. Yeah, can I get Coke too?
Probably gonna want to wash down the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Anything else?
Oh, that's everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Same to you, buddy.
Okay, well, hold on.
All right.
Hey, you know what else I was thinking?
Okay, picture meat and street meat. Did not mean to get sauerkraut. Just photographed the street meet, feeling pretty good. We're gonna cross the street, find a table, sit down.
Cross the street.
I've got mustard, sauerkraut,
and onions.
And onions.
What is that technically? Because not being a street meat connoisseur and really ever eating street meat myself, that's not something I need to do to prove my manhood.
I'm doing this for Ellen and all of the other people who have requested that I eat street meat while in New York.
Right. So if all those people requested for you to jump off the Empire State Building,
then you would be going home alone.
Okay. So
that's the kind of good
You're
friend I am.
Arrested for street meat.
Yeah, arrested for street meat. That's not me.
What is that exactly?
Hot dog? You mean? What's a hot dog?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
But everything but the good meat.
It's not like a smoky.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's just regular hot dog.
You just take the lowest common denominator.
And the smallest one. Yes, I did not take the jumbo.
There's a jumbo?
There's a jumbo, yeah, this is tiny.
Well, it looks. Yeah, okay.
Okay, where's the.
Oh,
there.
Does that count?
Over there.
Does that count for street meat?
I guess it does.
It's meat and it's on the street.
Yeah.
Right.
It's meat, it's on this. Don't diminish this.
What's that?
So don't diminish this.
I will not. Sorry. Will not diminish the street meat. There's a table.
Yeah, there's a table right there. All right.
Okay.
So,
vital for strong.
I got Coke to wash it down with. Got pictures.
We photographed the momentous event.
Yeah. That everybody thought that I would never actually do.
including me.
Including you.
I'm impressed. I thought this was going to be avoid.
This, to me, this is my kimchi donut.
Yes, famously, I love my kimchi donuts.
I love hot dogs.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, but you don't generally.
I'm going to like the dark red dogs.
Okay, he's taking his first bite. How is it?
I'm a big fan of the sauerkraut. It has a kind of tomato-y flavor. Oh, it's good.
Was there mustard on that thing?
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's mustard.
I don't know.
Everything but ketchup. The only thing that's missing that I really like on is relish.
That's what the sauerkraut is. It's your relish in this case.
That's what I'm realizing.
It's street relish.
Street relish.
Street relish. yeah, if we,
right.
it might only be my voice on the recorder now, or as I sit by James in the ambulance.
With the ambulance whirring in the background.
Yeah.
If this was like a sitcom, the next scene would be like the ambulance going down the street.
Clear! Actually, I guess, why would you have a heart attack? No. Okay.
All right.
We'll check in later.
James.
I'm Lee.
And you're listening to
Authors Like Us.
Post street meat, I've discovered that I definitely don't like sauerkraut.
Or as we call it, street relish.
Yeah, street relish. Very gross.
But you're still animated. You're still talking.
Animated,
your
yeah.
eyes are not dilating. Or last, your pupils aren't dilating.
No, the last half of it, I did.
Good color.
Yeah, good, good. I did scrape off the rest of the street relish, but...
Did you?
Yeah, I did. I couldn't handle it. It was pretty gross.
But I think we're going to have to leave it to the listenership to decide if you truly succeeded in this task.
I ate the meat. That was...
Okay,
that
fair
was
enough.
And no ketchup, because that was the deal.
I don't know why. I mean, I personally despise ketchup, but...
I love ketchup.
I know, but why can't you treat meat with ketchup?
Because I promised Ellen.
Okay. It's too confusing for me, so...
The rules here.
I know. The rules were strict.